Trumos Perk Gimel Mishnah Base 3:2. The previous Mishnah had set up the case of one separating a truma separation of wine, which turned out to be vinegar, and one's uncertain whether the wine had spoiled and become vinegar before or after truma was taken. The Mishnah there said if the wine had certainly spoiled already, and you knew that from the outset, the taking of the truma is ineffective. On the other hand, if one is certain that it wasn't spoiled, it was still wine when the truma was taken, and then the souring to vinegar happened after the truma was taken, then for sure it has the status of truma. But the middle case is if one did know when the spoiling happened, then it's a suffix. It's a doubt if what one separated as being the truma for the wine, which is now vinegar, if it has the status of truma or not. And therefore the requirement was to take a second separation, more wine. You end up having two containers, one with vinegar and one with wine. And the last thing the Mishnah say, which is repeated now in our Mishnah, is nafla achas mehen l'toch ha'chulin. If one of those containers, meaning either the first separation of truma, which is now vinegar, or the second separation, which is now wine, falls into just generic wine or vinegar, their own type, enem edematan, they don't cause a forbidden mixture, as truma usually does with dimua, meaning that you need just a simple majority of the permissible wine or vinegar, as the case may be, with its own type, to make the whole mixture permissible, as opposed to usual, if it's truma proper, it would require 100 times, a full 100 times of the permissible liquid to annul the status of the truma that fell inside of it. So the Mishnah says, same goes, nafla shniyeh l'makom acher, if similarly the wine falls into a vat of wine, in a midamatan, it also doesn't create dimua. And a person could drink all that wine, and then after that, he could drink all that vinegar, because each time it's done in a permissible way, even though it's relying simply on bitul barov, a simple majority to annul the status of what is asur somewhere. But if naflu shtein l'makom echad, if they both fell into the same container, so let's just say for argument's sake, you have some massive vat of salad dressing brewing, and the salad dressing includes, you know, both wine and vinegar together, for argument's sake. So you couldn't now taste if, you know, how much wine. There's no wine, no way to taste the wine or vinegar that's heter versus usher, because it's a mixture of wine and vinegar already. So if now you have the big vat of salad dressing preparing, and both of the truma separations you took, the first one which became at some point vinegar, and the second, which is certainly wine, that all falls into the big vat of salad dressing, then medamaus kekatana shebishtehen, then it will cause dimua. It will require 100 times of heter, of salad dressing, let's call it, against the truma that fell in. But you'll go after the lesser of the two. That is to say, if for argument's sake, there were 50 liters of vinegar and 49 liters of wine that fell in, for a total of 99 liters of liquid that fell into your salad dressing mix, you'll need to have 100 times 49, not 100 times 50. The reason why is because there's a certainty of at least 49 units of truma falling in here. So for that, you need another 100 times against. There's a possibility of a 50th unit of truma that fell in. Also, that is to say, if it was the vinegar that was the truma, in fact, you have 50 units that fell in. But that's not certain. That last unit's not certain. And given that it's not certain, and the requirement to need 100 times against is only rabbinic in nature, so then we will go lenient with that rabbinic requirement and not require the 100 units against the 50th bit. But for the first 49, there's a certainty. And then since you have a certainty, you'll be required at least to have 100 times the 49 of heter to make the whole mixture of salad dressing with the newly fallen in wine and vinegar permissible for consumption.